Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Thank you for joining us once again for our 66 summary verses of the Bible. Once again, the plan for this is to look at one verse in the course of the whole book of the Bible and to really have an appreciation for what that one verse describes for what we learn from God's Word. Today we're looking at the prophet Zechariah, and we see this is around the time of Haggai and the time of other prophets like Ezekiel, and we see during this portion of history, this very powerful phrase from one of the last few chapters of Zechariah. So, Nathaniel, would you like to read for us the verse for today?
Absolutely. We're taking a look at Zechariah 9, verse 9 from the New King James Version. Zechariah prophesies of the coming Savior, which is going to be something that he's going to do regularly during this book. But we have one of the probably most familiar verses or prophecies in our study for today. He says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." In our study of the Old Testament, Neil, we've been taking these chronologically. And as you pointed out, Zechariah would have been a contemporary of Haggai. So he's assisting with the work of the frustration and the sadness that's going on in and around Jerusalem as they seek to rebuild and they're dealing with all of this. But Zechariah really comes at things from a different perspective than Haggai does. Zechariah is much more apocalyptic. And so for people that aren't familiar with that term, it means that he's looking ahead to the future and he has visions of what are coming in the future. So it's a lot like the book of Revelation, but in the Old Testament. And so he has a series of visions that he brings out throughout this prophecy. And what I'd like to key in on is that in the course of these visions, the main focus is directing people ahead to the New Testament and the fulfillment of God's promises in the Messiah. So our verse for this morning, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation." Zechariah was picturing Jesus there. And this is going to be quoted in the New Testament on a particular event, which I'll let you get into later on. But this is just one of the many pictures, beautiful pictures of what the Messiah would be and what he would do when he came on the scene. And Zechariah is full of these. We have the humble king here in Zechariah chapter 9, but we also have this beautiful idea of the righteous branch. Zechariah says, "I am bringing forth my servant, the branch," this one that's going to grow out of the stem. You think about the people of Israel, they had been cut down by the Babylonians. They went away into captivity. But out of that tree that had been chopped down from a visible perspective is going to be this shoot, this branch that's going to come up, who would be the Messiah from the line of David, who would sit on the throne and rule and reign. Jesus would be the righteous branch. There's a lot that points us to what Christ would do for us. He would be pierced for us. "I will pour out on the house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me whom they pierced," thinking about the suffering that Jesus endured on our behalf. Or the fact that it even predicts the fact that Jesus would be betrayed and sold for 30 pieces of silver. "They weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver, and the Lord said to me, 'Throw it to the potter.'" So all of these beautiful pictures of the coming Messiah and Savior, and finally that Jesus was also the shepherd. "Arise and strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered." Many of these prophecies of Zechariah are quoted in the New Testament and said that they are fulfilled in the person and the ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. So Zechariah points us ahead, talking about what is to come, but directly showing us who the Savior would be and what he would come to accomplish. So that's one of the beauties of the Old Testament book of Zechariah.
You mentioned the fulfillment of this And I am working with some of the high schools right now through all the 300 plus Old Testament prophecies that we see fulfilled in the Messiah, in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the New Testament. And Zechariah 9:9, like you mentioned, is one of those most familiar ones that we often quote during Christmas time because it's so specific. And how he comes to us riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey, we can see that specifically in the Gospels on Palm Sunday when he rode into Jerusalem. And I don't know about you, you know how much I like pictures, but there's a lot of pictures. If you look up Palm Sunday on the internet, a lot of different depictions of how Jesus rode in. You see the people laying their coats before him. They're waving palm branches, quite the celebration of people going before and after Jesus. Again, looking for the wrong type of king, although we see that they were hoping for a king to free them from Roman bondage and slavery. We recognized Christ because of why he came, to be our king that would set us free from sin and death and Satan himself. And so what's amazing about this is that it prophesies specifically the place and the appearance of how the Messiah would come. And what I love about this is that you and I might be like, oh, I would really wish I would be able to be there for that and that wonderful celebration. And the cool part is that we're not going to miss out, because when Christ comes again the second time to call us home to heaven, Revelation 7 verse 9 clearly says that we will be able to wave palm branches before the Lamb when he returns. It's such a beautiful picture. No artist could fully capture that picture of when our Savior returns. And instead of us needing to lay our garments before him, he lays his white garments of salvation on us, no more full of guilt and the stains of our sin, but perfect, righteous, and holy before our King as we wave those wonderful palm branches, celebrating that victory over sin, over death, and that eternal victory with him forever in heaven. So it's definitely one that we can continue to celebrate, not just Palm Sunday, but it looks forward to that Palm eternity where we will see our Savior, we'll see our King, and reign with him in heaven forever. How we can look forward to that with such joy and excitement.
You know, since Zechariah pictures all of that for us and really emphasizes the coming of Jesus and what he would have to do, that he would have to give his life for us, I'd like to close with a couple of verses from a Lenten hymn that points to Jesus and how he willingly endured all of this for us. A lamb goes uncomplaining forth, the guilt of all men bearing, and laden with the sins of earth, none else the burden sharing, goes patient on, grows weak and faint, to slaughter led without complaint, that spotless life to offer, bears shame and stripes and wounds and death, anguish and mockery, and saith, willing all this I suffer. This Lamb is Christ, the soul's great friend, the Lamb of God, our Savior. Him God the Father chose to send to gain for us his favor. Go forth, my son, the Father saith, and free men from the fear of death, from guilt and condemnation. The wrath and stripes are hard to bear, but by thy passion men shall share the fruit of thy salvation. And when thy glory I shall see and taste thy kingdom's pleasure, thy blood my royal robe shall be, my joy beyond all measure. When I appear before thy throne, thy righteousness shall be my crown. With these I need not hide me, and there in garments richly wrought, as thine own bride I shall be brought to stand in joy beside thee. Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.